Thank you so much for calling customer support. My name is Paris. How may I help you today?
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I'm calling about my KitchenAid I never got. And the order number is 262-763-411. KitchenAid, I never got it.
Okay, ma'am, could you go ahead and provide me with that zip code, please?
262-763-411.
That's your zip code?
Oh, no. Oh, you said the zip code. No, 60426. And y'all took the money off of my car.
Okay, can I have that first and last name, please?
Barbara Duncan.
Okay, ma'am, could you go ahead and verify the address, please?
166 West 151st Street, Apartment 305, Harvey, Illinois.
All right, ma'am, please give me just a second to let these transactions load. Our computer system is quite slow today.
Take your time.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, ma'am, so I do see that you did enter a sweepstakes to win a kitchen accessory, but and that was for $5.74, right?
Yeah, and I didn't receive anything.
Yes, ma'am. The reason why you didn't receive anything is because you entered to win it.
I didn't know I was entered to win it. They talking about get this kitchen A, that's for appetizing. I don't have nothing, so what can y'all do for me?
I do see that you weren't charged anything else. You were only charged $5.74. But, yeah, they did attempt to charge you $67.32. Because it is a certain trial period. Once that trial period is over, you are charged the original amount to keep your spot in the entry to win.
Mm-hmm.
So, what I can do right now is get that account canceled for you, but I cannot refund that $5 back to your account because it is over 30 days old.
It's over 30 days old. I didn't get no letter, no email, no phone call. Y'all just can't take people money and then I don't have nothing.
Yes,
y'all
ma'am.
Need to do something for me. Send me something.
Yes, ma'am. I do apologize, but it was just an entry to win a KitchenAid, so anybody could win it. Until you win the KitchenAid, you don't receive it. So in the terms and conditions, it did say that you were going to be charged $5.74.
Man, I need to get some kind of credit. This is a scam, y'all do. You know, ain't nobody gonna win that KitchenAid. Y'all just want money. I need to get something, some kind of credit.
Yes, ma'am. Give me just a second to speak to my supervisor to see what I can do about this situation.
That don't make no sense. That's a lawsuit. Y'all scamming people out their money.
Yes, ma'am. Give me just a second to speak with my supervisor.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am. So I did just speak with my supervisor, and unfortunately, I'm unable to refund you the $5 and 74 cents. Because it's over 30 days old, and the most I can do right now is just cancel your account, so you will no longer be charged again.
Wow, man, that don't make no sense. Well, I know not to shout with y'all, and I'ma spread the word, and I'ma see about can I get a lawsuit in? Y'all just took my money. I don't get nothing. No, it don't work like that. Not with me. That's bogus.
But you did just say that you did apply. You did pay $5. You do remember paying $5.74.
Yeah, y'all took it off of my card. You know, ain't nobody gonna win no KitchenAid. That's just a scam again. Giving my daughter told me don't be ordering none off of Facebook. That's okay, y'all. Y'all keep that little fat dog. God gonna bless me with more money. But I'm not going to let that ride, though. I'm going to look into that. I'm going to get me a lawyer. No, I can't let that ride. All right, later.